You're seen as helpful, easy to please, and generous. These are all qualities any good Christian girl would love to possess, right? But we all know how yes girls end up. Crumpled on our bedroom floor, crying our eyes out. We feel used, resentful, and unseen. We wonder why we do everything for everyone, but no one thinks of us in return. Giving all of ourselves to anyone who asks is nice at first. But because we were never meant to be God, it starts to turn sour pretty quickly. What can start out as selfless help can begin to stunt others' growth and deplete our reserves. When we believe we can be all things to all people, we are inherently acting out of our own strength. God does not ask us to do this. We cannot place ourselves on the pedestal that rightly belongs to Him. Even Jesus in His humanity was not in two earthly places at once. He had to decide how to use His energy and His time. He still slept. He still spent time traveling from place to place. Just think of all the people Jesus never came in contact with. For whatever reason, we try to be everything to everyone, and it's hard to back down. But this is where we get to exercise our faith muscle. We can build it up by asking God to show up, believing that He will, and then counting the fruit when He does. Given our human limitations, often our best help for someone is to pray. We are not shortchanging them when we turn to this action first. Prayer is not passive. It is asking the God of the whole universe to move on someone's behalf. We need to do what we can in God's power, not in our own strength. We can rest in our own humanity and believe in God's ultimate authority. It is not we who save people, but it is God. When we see ourselves rightly in this story, we can help people as we're able and then believe.